This is Big Podcast Daily. I'm David Hooper. Got a buddy of mine in a local podcaster meetup that I belong to, Chester Goad. If that name sounds familiar to you, it may be because you've seen his writing on the web. Writes a lot for Huffington Post, also other places. He also has a podcast called Leader Byte Stories. Posted something on Facebook that I want to read to you. This was an end-of-year note. He posted it on December 26th. He says, 1 year has passed since I stayed up literally in tears worrying about dying. I'd stepped on the scale and weighed almost 300 pounds. To be clear, the process or idea of dying is uncomfortable, but doesn't scare me in the sense of eternity. My faith is strong in that respect. It's the consequences of dying that left me shaken and resolved to change. My parents had both died in their 50s, and Lord willing, I will not leave my son in the same predicament. So on December 26th, I simply said no more. I now weigh 225, which to some I know seems like a lot, and of course I will continue to work. I will not give up. I will not quit. My goal was initially to lose 100 pounds in a year, so in a sense I failed, but overall I still win. My lesson for the year is consistency is a win. Anyway, 365 days later, here I am. I plan to share some stats in an upcoming podcast episode, but for now I can leave you with this. I've kept a notebook of all of this, and my gym will tell you I ask for printouts regularly. I know I'm on their nerves. I've been to the gym 266 times this year. Honestly, at first I was mad. I thought I'd been more. But it's okay. I'll do better next year. I eat half a banana every day I go to the gym. It's just a thing. So that's 133 bananas. I eat oatmeal at least 3 days a week. That's roughly 156 bowls of oatmeal. I take a ton of pics or have people take pics for me. For those who think that's a vanity thing, that cracks me up. That's not it at all. It's only to be able to see the changes in the progress. Maybe there's a little bit of in your face to people along the way who've told me I couldn't do something or would never do something. Forgive me for that, but I digress. There's something reinforcing about pictures and transformations. So here you go, 1 year down, many more to go. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sticking with me. I related to that. Just a couple of days ago, I was talking about showing up daily. It's what I'm trying to do here on Big Podcast Daily. That is the reason this is a daily podcast. Because like Chester, I wanted to get better. And to get better, you have to show up a lot. You've got to be consistent. But the reason I read that note for you, the reason I'm mentioning it here, I found that note inspiring, which is great. But I want to talk a little bit more about the power of a message like that. The power of showing up. And how helpful it is when you plant your flag and you say, I'm here, I'm ready to make a change, I'm ready to be consistent, I'm ready to do something, and the opportunity that you have when you put a message out there like that. That wasn't Chester's first update. As his letter mentioned, he'd kept people updated throughout the year. A lot of photos were shared. I would see these on occasion, and I had a friend of mine at the same time who was going through something very similar. She didn't know him, but what I would do sometimes is screenshot those updates and send them to her. Now she's on a similar path. And the reason I mentioned this, the big idea of this episode, is we don't know who's reading our messages, who's listening to our podcasts. We put it out there, and like a message in a bottle, we hope that it reaches somebody. But we also don't know who's spreading our messages. The internet makes that so easy. Put something on Facebook, all somebody has to do is click share, or do like I did, screenshot it. But if you really want to go deep about how powerful this concept is, we don't know who's starting their own journey because of us. I've had it happen more than a few times. People who saw me speak, years later, they'll come to me. I moved to Nashville because of you. I always wanted to be in the music business, heard you speak, and I knew Nashville is where I needed to be. Kind of weird. Now, it's not nearly as weird as some things. It's not like somebody got a tattoo of me. That happened to a friend of mine. Hey, side story. Let me tell you this, because this is hilarious. I know a woman, and she had a tattoo of a publicity photo from an artist that she loved. This thing was 8x10. It took over her entire back. I said, what the hell were you thinking? She said, no, he was very important to me. I loved his music so much. Took in his publicity photo to the tattoo parlor. I didn't know they were going to do it life size, though. Kind of funny, right? But she was cool with it. I met that dude later. I said, hey, man, I got a friend of mine. She's got a tattoo of you on her back. He knew exactly who she was. I said, is that weird? He said, no. That's a rock star. Not fazed at all. Maybe that's a little weird. But you shouldn't be fazed by people who are inspired by you. That's why you're putting your message out, right? You got your podcast, Facebook posts, Twitter updates. Sometimes it doesn't take much. It just takes the right message being heard by the right person. I encourage you to do that. And if I can help you do that via podcasting, I would love to. BigPodcast.com is how to reach me. I've got tips, tricks, strategies on how to help you grow an audience, get your podcast out into the world, and make an impact with your message. And of course, I'm here every day, Big Podcast Daily. Search for me, Big Podcast Daily, available wherever podcasts are available. Do a search for Big Podcast Daily. Hit subscribe, and I'll see you tomorrow automatically on the next episode.